Well, welcome back, friends, to the Friday self-care edition of the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast. I am your host, Antia Evelina, and I believe that the best care is self-care. Okay, friends, the title of today's episode is FaceTime. For those of you who are iPhone users, you are aware of this function. For you Android users, that would be Duo. I'm a person who does not answer FaceTime or Duo calls because I don't want people to see what I look like. I believe that the camera really exposes every imperfection in my face and my surroundings. I believe I could have full beat face and it wouldn't look good enough. My house could be immaculate and it wouldn't look good enough. So whenever anybody FaceTime me or Duo me, I don't answer. How about you? Well, what I really mean by FaceTime is time of reflection and really taking time to look at ourselves and see ourselves for who we really are. When you look in the mirror, you can see everything. I can remember my life changing. I used to work at a call center and I remember buying this compact mirror because I wanted to make sure that before I got up and talked to somebody at their desk or before I did something, I don't know what I was thinking, but it ruined my life. Basically, I wanted to look at my imperfections before I got up to go speak with someone. That little compact mirror changed my world because it was then I actually noticed all the imperfections in my face. Like, I had no idea that I had freckles. I had no idea the dark spots and the hyperpigmentation that I actually had on my face. I had no idea how many gray hairs I had. And I had no idea that I really didn't have eyelashes and that my eyebrows are mixed max. If you catch my drift. So you understand, I had no idea. I would say to you, don't buy a compact mirror unless it's for emergency and then break it because it will ruin your life. But no, seriously, the type of reflection I'm speaking of is a reflection when we really take time to look at ourselves. And I would say do this at the end of every day. What is your nighttime routine when you are basically taking off the day? If you wear makeup, when you're taking the makeup off and you are washing your face at night, or I wear a retainer at night. So when, you know, it's time for me to put my retainer on, that's one of the last things that I do before I go to bed. So just taking time when you are winding down at night to actually self-reflect. And it would be good to not self-reflect about what you did in kindergarten, but self-reflect about the day and then set goals for the next day. I really believe this practice will be good for you because I think a lot of times at the end of the day, we're so wiped out that we just go to bed. And I think that the only thing that we may accomplish is washing our face or possibly brushing our teeth. But this may help you to actually have a really good self-care routine. One of the things that I've been doing a lot during quarantine is taking Epsom salt baths. And those are really good for you. But it gives you an opportunity to pause and reflect. And I will tell you, I do not take my cell phone into the bathtub with me. I actually take time to meditate and to just calm down and to just basically decompress. Now, there are benefits to you actually doing an Epsom salt bath. Now, it reduces stress. Now, we know the action of actually taking a hot bath in itself reduces stress, but the Epsom salt itself reduces stress. It promotes foot health. It reduces soreness and pain. It draws out splinters and it soothes the skin. Another self-care thing I suggest that you do is exfoliate your face. That will unclog your pores. It'll help even your skin tone, increase cell turnover, and it will boost circulation. And there are some DIY scrubs that you can create just from your cupboard. You can use salt or sugar with olive oil, coconut oil, almond oil, whatever oil that you have on hand, preferably one of those three, and then add a couple drops of essential oil like lavender or lemon. That would be really good. Also, I say, you know, this is probably something that goes without saying, brush your teeth. Sometimes we get so in a hurry to get in bed. There's nights that I'll just pop my retainer in and don't even brush my teeth. But don't you know, the older that you get, the more susceptible you are to cavities. So you want to make sure that you're brushing your teeth. And I would say add baking soda to your toothpaste, because then it'll brighten your smile. So these are a couple things that I think you can do a part of your nighttime routine that'll have benefits to you. But in the midst of you doing that, think about the day, unpack the day, and then set goals for the next morning. Some end of the day questions that you can ask yourself while you are soaking in that Epsom salt bath, or while you're making up that exfoliating scrub for your face. You can say, what went well today? How many times did I feel happy today? Where did those moments come from? How can I have more of them? What didn't go well today? What mistakes do I not want to repeat in terms of my behavior or thought patterns? What did I learn about myself from what went well and what didn't go well? What clarifications did I get about who I am not, and who I want to be? Did today matter? If today was my last day, would I be happy with how I lived it? How is today different than yesterday? What 10 things am I grateful for in myself? What 10 things am I grateful in others or about life? Where can I send some healing love to someone or somewhere in the world? Who can I forgive, and what can I let go of? And lastly, how can I make tomorrow better? Well, friends, thank you so much for tuning in to the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast, Friday Self-Care Edition. I hope that you enjoyed this particular episode, and I hope that you will continue to listen to us by subscribing to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any major listening platform. Also, make sure that you go on and review. Now, tune in to next week when we talk about how we're going to rise and shine and what meditations we will bring into the next day. Until then, be blessed.